Houses aren't getting any cheaper, but at least prices aren't rising quite as fast. The new S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index for April, the latest month of full data available, only increased 20.4% over April a year ago, 0.2% less than in March. Economists still expect an even bigger slowdown in the second half of the year because of rising mortgage rates, but for now, demand still exceeds supply. Another negative reading of the consumer mood, the Conference Board's final June Consumer Confidence Index is down sharply from May. The future expectations part of the index fell to the lowest level since March of 2013, with consumers increasingly expecting a recession later in the year. Amazon is set to have two prime shopping events this year, Lisa Taylor reports.
A prime fall deal event is set for the fourth quarter. It will be the first time the online retail giant has held two shopping events for Prime members in the same year. The announcement comes as Amazon reported its slowest revenue growth since the dot-com bubble burst in 2001. Regularly scheduled Prime Day is set for July 12th and 13th. It's expected to generate over $8 billion in gross merchandise volume. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The once king of all e-cigarette makers is taking the FDA to court in hopes of surviving. Juul argues that the FDA overlooked more than 6,000 pages of data that supported its application to continue selling its fruit-flavored vaping devices. Juul claims evidence shows e-cigarettes help adults kick the regular cigarette habit. The FDA banned Juul products, though, from all U.S. shelves, and almost all of Juul's revenue comes from the U.S. Massachusetts could begin trying to lure companies from states where abortion is illegal. Governor Charlie Baker, a Republican, says Massachusetts has some of the strongest abortion rights laws in the country, which companies could find appealing. And Airbnb is making its temporary ban on party houses permanent worldwide. Airbnb says the ban imposed in August of 2020 has been well received by hosts and their neighbors. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.